Alta Iliria Principal Jeannie Henningsen visits with us today during the school spotlight program. And Jeannie, you're actually going to make a trip here to Storm Lake on Friday. At least some of your middle school students will.
We are so excited for this trip. Our 7th and 8th grade middle school students get to visit Buena Vista University in Shaler Chapel and listen to a Holocaust survivor, Magda Brown, who's 90 years old and who's going to tell about her experiences back in the day when she was 17 and actually taken out of her home. And we're looking forward to it. She travels all over the country, and we couldn't be more excited.
That's very nice. You can partner with BVU to really have an eye-opener there for some of your students with Alta Iliria. And also, I want to look ahead, if I can. I want to jump ahead maybe a couple of weeks here to October 24th, because you were telling me somehow, some way, anti-bullying and dancing are going to be coupled together.
It is going to be a fun day. We, of course, stress positive behaviors. We've been doing PBIS for several years now, and there's an anti-bullying program that this J-Line dance crew from New York travels around the country, and we were lucky enough to get them to come to Iliria on October 24th. It's a high-energy presentation for 30 minutes with dancing involved, and then for 15 minutes they kind of have a question and answer period with students, and they focus on respect, responsibility, and safety, which is our warrior way, and all the anti-bullying things that we can discuss. So we are very excited to have them coming on October 24th.
Hey, I know you've been pretty pumped up. Congrats to you and your volleyball team. Not often you have a three-way tie for the regular season conference championship in volleyball, but it happened in the Twin Lakes this year, and you're hoping to be playing Thursday night again as that TLC volleyball tournament gets underway this week. But also, Jeannie, Coach Peck and Coach Reinert and Wendell, I mean, it's been a good fall for Alta Iliria Athletics.
It's been a great fall. It's we knew in volleyball that there were four or five teams that could vie for the conference championship, and it doesn't happen often, but it doesn't surprise me that there was a three-way tie, and we're fortunate to be one of those. We've played well in the conference, and we need to keep it going and see if we can win the conference tourney and then get pumped up for regionals. But our cross-country, our football teams, both at the high school and the middle school, have had great years and great seasons, and we're ready to begin winter sports soon here at the middle school, October 23rd, so that's hard to believe, but winter is fast approaching.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I heard that practices will begin for those sports here in a couple weeks. You're right, it is. Time just doesn't stop. And Jeannie, I'll let you go for now, and we'll talk again soon.
I appreciate it, Chris. Have a great day.
Thank you, and you do the same. Jeannie Henningsen, principal with Alta Iliria, joining us for our Spotlight program every other week right here on Mix 101.7.